Chapter 1. It was a giant rat, Badir said, spreading his hands wide apart.
Rats are not that big, Nate said.
They're only this big. He held his hands closer together to show Badir the size of a rat in Canada.
I saw him. He was swimming in the small lake near my home, insisted Badir.
A lake? We live in the city, Badir. There's no lake around here.
A little lake, Badir tried to explain, spreading his arms out again.
Right, said Nate. You saw a rat the size of a poodle in a little lake. Now I've heard everything.
Badir sighed. No one believed him, but the previous night, he had seen the rat swimming in the water. He'd been taking a walk with his mother in Hinge Park. His mother had sat on a bench with the twins while Badir explored the paths around the park. There were songbirds in the trees and flowers blooming in the gardens. Badir had just walked over a bridge when he heard the rustling of leaves and saw some bushes shaking back and forth. He walked farther along the path, and when he rounded the bend, he saw it. A giant rat was swimming in the water with a stick in its mouth. It had dark brown fur, a little black nose, and small ears flattened against the side of its head. The rat was a really good swimmer. Badir ran back to get his mother.
I don't see it, Badir, she said, after she followed him over the bridge. They looked and looked, but the rat had disappeared.
It was huge, Badir said.
I'm sure it was, she said. After recess, there was math. Badir was good with numbers.
Numbers are so easy, Badir said.
Marlene sighed. You shouldn't brag.
Brag? What does brag mean? Asked Badir.
When you're good at something and you let everyone know about it, Marlene said, rolling her eyes.
But I am good at numbers, said Badir. He took out his pencil and started writing down the answers to the addition problems.
My brain is like a calculator. I can add these numbers in my head.
Mr. George, the teacher, stood beside Badir and watched him write down his answers.
You are very good with numbers, he said, putting check marks beside all of Badir's answers.
See, Badir said, looking over at Marlene.
I'm not bragging.
Mr. George laughed.
Nate put his hand in the air.
Yes, Nate, Mr. George said.
I think Badir likes to exaggerate things.
What do you mean? Asked Mr. George.
He said he saw a rat that was this big. Nate spread his arms wide. Some of the other children in the class giggled.
No, said Badir. It was this big.
He held his hands out so Mr. George could see exactly how big the rat was.
Really? Said Mr. George, smiling.
It was swimming across the lake in the park.
Do you mean Hinge Park?
Said Mr. George.
It's a pond, not a lake, Badir.
But I've seen rats there too, and squirrels and raccoons.
See, said Badir, jumping up in his seat. Mr. George sees rats too.
Well, not ones that big, said Mr. George. But I guess I'll have to keep my eyes open. Maybe you saw a dog swimming?
No, yelled Badir. It was a rat.
Okay, said Mr. George. Let us know if you see it again. After school, Badir waited for his brother, Anis, to walk him home. Anis was in high school, and he was often tired and grumpy when he met Badir. Anis found it difficult to study in English all day long. The boys walked by a travel agency on Main Street. Anis stopped. In the window there was a travel poster showing palm trees, clear blue water, a sandy beach, and a white hotel. There were children playing on the sand.
I miss home, said Anis, looking at the poster.
Badir knew Anis also missed his friends. They used to spend every afternoon after school playing soccer in the fields near their home in Tunisia.
We may have had beautiful warm seas at home, said Badir, but we didn't have giant rats who are very good swimmers.
Anis looked at his little brother.
Enough about the huge rat, Badir. No one believes you. Badir smiled.
One day you will believe me, he said.
I saw what I saw.